Bukulba means happy.
Word Up, bringing you the diverse languages of Black Australia, one word at a time.
Kinagai.
Birluin.
Walter.
Kalang.
Badjili.
Ngalungir.
Bambach.
Dianye.
Injamara.
Guram.
Mijal.
Raipiri.
Ngaraguchay nama.
Gani warangung.
Munyip.
Doma ninialka. Waka niniana.
Wardadawiya.
Ngundingi dangan.
Wukuk.
Kuwayu.
Delkup.
Diepa.
Murupuk.
I'm Jesse Hodgetts. I'm a Wongaipon, Ngiyampa and Wiradjuri Mei. That's the languages of my ancestors. And Dakanung country is the country that I'm speaking from today and the country that I was born and raised. And Dakanung is also what I call my Ngurumba, my home and country that I'm also responsible to. So my language is Wongaipon. It's a dialect of Ngiyampa. So you'll also hear it known as Ngiyampa. But there are other dialects of Ngiyampa. Today I'm speaking Wongaipon. Ngiyampa country is in central western New South Wales, so west of the Bogan River at Ningen, heading north up to Brewarrina, Gundabuka, Coba, all those sorts of places. The first word I've chosen is Warana. And Warana was originally taught to me by a really important Ngiyampa elder, Uncle Paul Gordon. If I look in the dictionary, it translates to standing, but he talks about it standing up strong and all living things in country standing up strong. So we have place names, Brewarrina, Mulgawarrina, that talk about different sorts of trees standing up and strong in their country. And this idea of living and standing strong is also talked about by well-known Aboriginal leader David Muljali, who was from Western Australia. He had a book about Yura Yura, everything standing up alive. So Warana, standing up, standing strong, standing alive. Ngaya katono means I'll see you later. Not goodbye, I'll see you later. And that's not a word I grew up hearing. It's just a word I saw recorded by the old people in the archives. Ngaya katono, see you later.
Word Up, bringing you the diverse languages of Black Australia, one word at a time.